So beautiful to see faces. Thank you all for being here. And now that all the record buttons are underway here, welcome. So much welcome. Oh gosh, welcome from the depth of my soul for being here. As we transform worry into clarity in our sixth sense, our seat of insight of intuition. And as we settle in for today's work, I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, just to make your way to a nice, quiet, cozy place, perhaps where you can sit or lay. Or if you're out and about walking, that's cool too. Do your thing. And as you settle in to this space or that rhythm of your day, I'll invite you to perhaps begin here by means of breathing. And as we begin here with our inhale, every inhale an opportunity to call in, to receive, to connect to life. And every exhale an opportunity to release, to let go. To make space, to allow. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. Just like you're seeing the dogs on the table, as many of you are commenting on in the chat. Possum indeed. And as we settle on into that cushion below us, invitation to notice if any part of that feels good, pleasant in some way. And taking a moment to savor all of that you're noticing that feels pleasant, or at the very least neutral. And as you drink that nourishment in, breath by breath, noticing the impacts of this support. Yeah, beautiful. And now the invitation is to take a moment to scan, perhaps outside the body or inside the body, whichever one feels right for you today. Looking again for anything that's pleasant, or at the very least, again, neutral. And as you notice this thing, taking a moment to notice what it is you like the most about this. Whether it's outside or inside, noticing what you like the most about this. And as you take that in, invitation to also notice the impact of that. How does it feel to take this in this way? Yeah. And as you receive this nourishment, noticing its impact, breath by breath, perhaps taking in 1% more if it's available. And now I invite you to simply breathe and be with this place of you. And as you take this all in, I'll offer you these words. Thank you for being here and being you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for this gift of connection in this togetherness in this way. And thank you for honoring your own body, mind, soul, spirit, all that is you, by being present with you in these ways. And thank you very much. Thank you to all of those that have come before that have created this possibility, this container to be here. Thank you to your families, your lineages, your ancestors. Thank you to all of those that have come before us. And thank you to all that's nourished this land. The deepest of thank yous to those who have stewarded these lands that we walk on. And if you're open to it, you can even just imagine yourself walking on your lands that you reside in. And if there is a particular element of nature that you find yourself attracted to, taking a moment to savor it too. Perhaps you have a favorite tree, or perhaps there's a favorite river that runs nearby. Perhaps there's, you know, that lovely bird that always hangs out in these areas that you get to visit on the regular. Whatever it may be that you find yourself present to, savoring it, and allowing yourself to really take that nourishment of these lands and their richness. And as they offer their nourishment physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, on every one of the levels in between, we give thanks to those that have cared for, that have stewarded all of this for our well-being, for our family's well-being, and for the well-being of our future. Thank you. You're welcome to hang out with this favorite elements of your land as long as you like. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And I'll invite you to scan your body mind one more time. This time, perhaps noticing if there's anything else that's alive in your system that's calling you to attend to look at. And as we settle in for this session today, we're actually starting off with working with the energy of the golden ratio of 5, which has a certain ratio that our health, our well-being, our bodies, and most of nature is really built around and upon. And that ratio is even found down to the curvature of your bone, which is subtle yet there, and the curvature of our helix, of our DNA. As we bring that in to the third eye region, bringing in natural alignments to use this center of energy, this awareness, and all that comes with this sense, insight, intuition, and beyond, to be here in ways that we may not even have tapped into, ways that might have been more readily available, you know, generations upon generations ago. And yet, nothing is ever really lost. So as we bring in that golden ratio of phi, PHI, also bringing in the Fibonacci spiral, which is also a sacred geometric pattern, to support natural, healthy alignments. And as we bring both of those in through to the third eye, running a cellular repair here through the family lines, going through dad's side, going back four generations on an emotional frequency of no surprise, worry, creating confusion, almost like static noise, just hard to see through, hard to perceive through. And as we work with this, for that ancestral line, lineage, working with this permissions, it's safe to let women lead. It's safe to let women lead with their emotions, their feelings, their intuition, their wisdom, and their ways. It's safe to let women lead. And as we offer that ancestral energy pattern from generations ago, those words, I just see them slowly turning towards the pituitary, the feminine, with new reverence, and in a way that allows for their own sort of beliefs, ideas, their way of perhaps clashing against their own selves, their own intuition, their own perhaps distrust of what it meant to perceive and receive information in this way. And as that sort of trauma in a way releases, allowing these cells to restore back to their fullest potential of health through the generations in a way that it doesn't need to be carried forward. And as we bring in some resolution in this way, I see it generally in a good way leaking out through the rest of the face into all the senses below. Eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and skin generally receiving what it means to be aligned. To be aligned to the feminine, to be aligned to what nourishes us, to be aligned to what creates, what generates, what heals, to be aligned to wisdom. And as that awareness reaches through all five senses, along its pathways, supporting the sinuses and the teeth alike, to really take that wisdom, these awarenesses in. And much like we circulate healing resources throughout the body, this becomes its own healing resource. And as that energy circulates with ease through the face, I actually see it working. Usually we go heart meridian up to face. This time it's going the other direction, very cool. From the face down through to the heart meridian, all the way into the heart itself. And as it does so, releasing any other burdens that that sense was carrying, that sixth sense was carrying around the energy of not being trusted by the masculine. And I think I've stated this before, but the pineal gland, the masculine, sits slightly behind the pituitary gland. And in a way, it's meant to allow the masculine energy to see through the feminine's eyes to, again, lead the way. Now, as you work with that all, linking that into the heart chakra and the diaphragm, our regular breathing diaphragm, for its role in integration and releasing just a little bit of adhesive tissue on the right side. And that right side of the diaphragm carrying, it looks like terror, fear. That's quite strong. And that terror, even though it's not deep, has a bit of a grip to it. And it's, if it could speak, it's as if it's saying the words like, you'll die without this. There's that threat that's, again, just filled with that fear of terror. And as I work with that all, it's actually releasing something from fairly early on after you were born, releasing the shock around not just being born, but around being born into the environment that you were in and the feeling of, do these people know how to take care of me? Do these people know what we're supposed to be doing here? And that sort of sense of, oh my gosh, they don't know. And if they don't know, and I can't do it myself because I was just born. then all is lost. And as we release that belief system, all is lost from the side body of that right diaphragm, the right side of the diaphragm. And along with it, those active memories of that recognition, that first recognition of, oh my gosh, they don't know how to lead the way. And alongside of that, there's this pattern here at the same time that we need to address around this, I'll just say the words, you want to lead me, but you don't know how to protect me. And if you want to lead me, you better know how to protect me. And without the capacity to protect while leading, that which is following becomes rather insecure, anxious, and might put on the brakes a little bit, which would be very understandable. So as we work with that energy pattern of leading, but perhaps not being protected in the ways that feel useful for the system, that pattern is actually coming off of the lungs, as well as the umbilical cord alike. And in a way, the umbilical cord did the same job as the lungs are doing from a different angle as we transition from water breathers to air breathers in, well, a very short time frame. It can often also feel like there's a bit of suffocation that's happening, and that shock energy can also land quite strongly because of that. When we get the cord cut, if there wasn't enough transference of all the yummy bits that happened prior, essentially we didn't have a lotus birth, which means we hang out with our placenta attached. We were all deprived to some degree or another. Yeah, and in that feeling of lack, or that feeling of suffocation, creating a tendency almost to want to like cling, or the need to like hang on, and the need to like, again, working with that terror of survival, the need to like hang on for dear life. And we actually need to release that through the heart meridian lines, the need to like hang on for dear life, through the pinky finger, all the way up through to the heart, as well as through the jaws, and the jaws also having a tendency to hang on. And as we release the need to hang on, so too do we release the need to lead ourselves. Yeah. And what if we got to find just that right happy medium between protection, being cared for, being led, might be another way to say that, and finding our own capacity to, now that we're, you know, grown and adult and not baby infant anymore, have the capacity to care for ourselves in ways that weren't available back then. And as we work with that, running the permissions, I get to trust my leadership now. I get to trust my leadership now. And as we step into whatever that means for you, to step into your authentic leadership, sovereignty, integrity, knowing that it doesn't have to happen on your own. You still get to hang out with, you know, creator, spirit, universe, whatever the word is, if that feels right for you. And we're linking that all into the lungs. And what if every single breath was an opportunity to lead and be led by whatever you call that which is eternal? And as we link into that energy through the lungs, treating perhaps our invisible umbilical cord, our airway, our air that travels through, giving this breath of life room to be here, to be noticed, to be taken in, and to be mindfully received for that which it offers us. A soft place to be led if we need to, or a soft place to explore leading ourselves. regardless of whatever the parental situation was when you were little. What if you get to do that with every single breath here and now? And where is it right for you today to experience the softness of being held? Or the capacity to step forward with courage to explore? Or perhaps it's both. What if you don't have to choose? What if you actually get to have both? And what if the capacity to be held and the capacity to explore the new coexisted, and it linked right into the very center of your body, in this area called the navel, the center of connection, the center where our, we actually have three blood vessels traveling through this umbilical cord, if embryology is being recalled accurately in this moment, and it's been a long time since I visited that fact, but I'm pretty confident on the three. As I remember it being referred to, oddly enough, in medical school as the Holy Trinity. Yeah, I must have had a religious professor that day. Not usual to hear that in medical school. So this trinity of blood vessels that bring in, much like air does into our being, into our lungs, as we work with this connection through our navel in this moment, now that we don't necessarily have our placenta hanging out so much anymore, imagining what it might be like, if you could imagine, to have the energy, the juiciness, the richness of all that's in that placenta. And what if it actually held all that brings comfort? And what if you can energetically, in this moment, via your navel, reconnect to that placental energy? And as that richness of resources, perhaps the Mac Daddy King Pooba, I'm laughing a little at that, what of resources got to be here in a way that all the other resources that we work with circulating, their blood or nerve or lymph or chi, etc., take directions from this original flow of source energy, of oneness energy, of connection to, again, that which is eternal. And if you can imagine drawing on that energy right now, right here, through your navel and taking it in, where would it spread to? On either side of your navel is the centers for belonging, and just below that of the umbilicus and all the richness of blood vessels here also work with similarly that energy of being included and being nurtured and nourished just as you are, with nothing to prove, nothing to do, nothing to earn, and no way that you have to be. If you can imagine that energy is entering again through the navel, where is it your body needs that love directed? Where is it your body needs that richness of resources? And allowing it to flow there by means of breathing. Every breath, a connection, an opportunity to draw this energy of richness, of very rich resources in. And just like your lungs breathe, so too does every pore of your skin. So every pore of your skin gets to actually take this in, this richness, these resources, the richest resources of them all. And as the body drinks that in and receives that in this moment, connecting you to all of that placental energy, and simultaneously allowing for your body mind to ground and become whole, to heal. As we run one more cellular repair through mom's side of the family lines, going back six generations, on an emotional frequency of, again, you guessed it, worry. And this worry was around, what if it's not enough? What if it's not enough? That sense of lack. And since we're already flooding the body with rich resources, It actually supports that release of what if it wasn't enough? What if I wasn't enough? What if these actions of mine aren't enough? What if this breath of mine isn't enough? To just slowly subside, almost like waves rocking, releasing, and allowing that to settle. And as these cells get restored in this way through the maternal lines, repatterning what it means to be a woman who nourishes, and also repatterning the other side, dad's side, what does it mean to have a masculine energy inside, outside of you that protects, that provides? What does it mean to stand in alignment with nourishment and protection? And if we can link both of those together, linking them through that connection of pineal, masculine, pituitary, feminine, masculine protection, feminine nourishment. And as we link these together in this way, I invite you to notice what's happening in the space between protection and nourishment, what's here for you. And wherever your attention goes, if any of that lands as something that's good, useful, pleasant in some way, invitation to take a moment to savor that nourishment, that protection, and that space in between. I can take this all in. I can drink this all in now. I can take this all in. And as we work with that all, linking it into the hips, excuse me, the sits bones, the ischial tuberosities, the ischiums, allowing this to become, in essence, a new foundation from which you get to push off of. And as it moves through the sacrum, the ischium, there's that SI joint, that sacroiliac joint, that often mirrors what's happening in our jaw joints, our TMJ joints, which sometimes get a little bit cranky, a little shut down, a little tentative to open, because they're not sure if it's safe to actually take in nourishment. They're not sure if they're protected enough to take in nourishment. So perhaps offering the jaws and the hips the energy of what it feels like to be protected, to be nourished, and allowing them to receive that as we work with this as a reciprocal TMJ to SI. And we're actually also going to circulate all those other healing resources alongside of this, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains our toxins, our gunk, our waste, our low self-esteem, our overthinking, our overanalyzing, along with chi, our vitality, consciousness, or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, that help out our nervous, our immune system, and really the rest of our body mind to heal. And then running hydration and balancing yin and yang one more time, and working with that hydration to take up water, joy, releasing any impurities, and linking that hydration very specifically to all things yang and yin, all things masculine and feminine. And with that, we're also going to hydrate governing vessel 14 at the base of the neck that governs all things yang, and CV17 in the center of the sternum that governs all things yin, feminine. Bringing joy, lightness, ease into these centers so they can find a lighter way to dance together, a lighter way to offer nourishment and protection. What if it got to be just a little bit easier now? What if it got to be just a little easier now? And with this, releasing through both family lines, there's times around the struggle, around famine, around droughts, around times in which the weather was harsh, around times in which the elements were not supportive of new crop growth, around the challenges of what it meant to be alive, to stay alive, and a sense of perhaps lack that sometimes came with the struggle. And that dance of struggle and lack, as it begins to be met with these energies of what it means to be nourished and protected alike, gets to release. And I see it releasing in the space between governing vessel 14 at the base of the neck and the center of the sternum, which is right around that heart space, perhaps even just above the heart, into the thymus as well. And as we work with that thymus and heart, the thymus is often thought to be like the rider on top of the horse, the heart. The thymus also works with heart protection and with acceptance, rejection, and with all of our stuff from when we were just little. And as we balance all things heart and thymus by releasing the struggle, releasing along with it the belief system that life has to be hard, specifically that life is an uphill battle. And I actually even see like that posture of when you're trying to like, you know, climb a steep hill and you lean in and you trudge forward and everything. Imagine that you got like a backpack on you as you climb that steep hill. You're leaning forward with that heavy load on your back, straining. And I see all of that straining energy, that struggle energy, begin to lighten up. Begin to release its heaviness, its burdens, get to lay down now. As the heart itself gets just a little bit lighter. As the thymus gets just a little bit lighter. And as the side body around the upper chest releases that weight that it's been clamping down on and using in that struggle, it opens up through pancreas reflex points right around where an underwire bra might end when a hand's width down from the outside edge of the armpit, as well as through that heart one, this area where I mentioned it quite a while ago now, that often is a place where we internalize our shame. And as that struggle, that sense of limitation releases through here, knowing that it doesn't need to be carried any further. And perhaps there's any other burdens that want to release through these centers and be laid down with it. What other struggles are you holding on to that you're ready to lay down? Releasing all that no longer serves here. And as we release it, directing it to Mama Earth. Along with that, any elements that you might find supportive, perhaps fire, water, air, anything in between. And as you release it in your way, to what elements feel right, so I'm going to use the Earth. And I just see new life beginning to grow as you summit this hill, this mountain that you've been climbing. And there's this moment of victory and exhaustion from having the struggle be there for so long. And as we work with this, connecting it one more time to the navel, remembering the richness of the resources that are available here, and running a cellular repair on the navel. It's often overlooked, but what a powerhouse of an energy center our navel is. The center of connection and centeredness itself. As we work with the center of beginnings, of endings, can't have one without the other. What are you ready to transition through? What's ready to be born? And as we do that, running a body chemistry, specifically on sugar metabolism, as it relates to the sweetness in life and letting go of any need, not just for you, but for your family lines, to depend upon comfort through the source of sweetness in artificial processed ways versus natural healthy ways of sweetness. That could show up physically in the form of processed sugar, alcohol. That could show up in ways of finding comfort in social media or anything else that we use to derive comfort from that isn't actually quite hitting the spot, so to speak. And as it unwinds through you, through the family lines, releasing that need for false comfort in all of its forms, alcohol, processed sugar, processed foods, the list is long. You know the ways in which that calls to you, and finding instead comfort in where the real richness lies. That balance between nourishment, protection, that's always available through this navel, through this source of, this original source of nourishment. And from the navel, releasing the wounding and the scarring of that cut all on that umbilical cord. And within any related shock, anxiety, terror, and worry around how do I get that back? And as we release all those layers of emotions through the navel, hearing one more emotional release of sadness through lung one points on either side of that upper outer chest. And as that releases through lung one, this sadness around this new beginning, starting from that place of being cut off from your richness, your resources. Excuse me. Also releasing the underlying grief that's here too. And as sadness, as grief move through and dissipates, linking the navel into the solar plexus chakra. And even though anatomically the solar plexus chakra might be up a little bit higher than that navel, I'm actually seeing the navel as the center of like a sun of the solar plexus chakra beaming out through its rays of confidence, personal empowerment, and the capacity to digest and to manifest your life now. To digest those old harms, those old hurts, any old violence. And as you receive that release, honoring the other side, the manifestation of the richness of what's here now. Of what's here now. And the solar plexus energy, as we connect it into the planetary energy of that sunshine, of that sun, bringing in the manifestation of your sense of self, your autonomous being. The sun connecting us to the fullest expression of your well-being, of your persona. And as we step into that, I claim this life. I claim this body. And I celebrate here. celebrate my life in these ways right here, right now. Linking that into the eighth house for its energy of death, rebirth, and regeneration. And allowing for any repatterning here to take place, particularly as it relates to that balance of nourishment and protection. Are we receiving protection that nourishes us? Are we receiving nourishment that protects us? And as we find that balance of what's right for us, severing all that no longer serves, all of our old connections, our ways of being, those outdated beliefs, emotional holdings, they all get to wash away through lymphatic drainage of this abdomen, of this solar plexus. And with that, I see your inner three-month-old, finding a new way to receive nourishment, to drink in whatever it is you drank in as a three-month-old, whether it was breast milk, formula, goat's milk, anything in between. And as this three-month-old opens to receive nourishment, I offer you the invitation to protect this little one in whatever way feels right as she nourishes, as she feeds. And we're going to connect you and her at the heart level in a way, creating another form of receiving nourishment. Almost as if the two hearts are now feeding together in these ways. And as the hearts feed with each other, through each other, to each other, I see both of you regulate your nervous systems. I see both of you benefiting from this exchange of protected nourishments. And how we open to receive this nourishment plays out and how we open to receive the nourishment of our experiences with other people in our lives, with how it is we take in our self-care, with how it is we work for business, with how it is we work within our careers, with how it is we caretake our kiddos, our animals, our loved ones. Giving a very rich, deep opportunity to repattern your sense of what nourishes you. Then we're going back through Dad's side 18 generations. And the feeling of being spiritually not disconnected or abandoned, but a feeling of being shunned, a feeling of being punished, a feeling of being outcast, a feeling of having to get by with so little connection to spirit, it felt like a starvation. It felt like a famine or a drought. And as you release that, it's actually also simultaneously coming off of your neck muscles. And the muscles that you might use to feed, whether you drank from a bottle or a breast or anything else. And as that releases and winds through the neck, releasing very old, ancient patterns. And as it unwinds, offering circulation of all those basic healing resources one more round through to the neck muscles that correlate to our stomach and our spleen, that correlate to the earth elements, that correlate to creating change in a nourished way that brings peace. What if the simple act of rewiring, the repatterning of how it is you receive nourishment through these muscles of the neck, the mouth, offers simply that change in a nourished way that creates peace? And then at the same time as that, I'm just seeing this past life energy of something blowing up. It's actually a natural explosion. It's like a volcanic eruption. Sharing with us perhaps the wisdom that as the lava rolls through and creates, yes, death and destruction, so too does that burnt raw energy that is left in the wake of the lava give rise to rich, fertile soil for new beginnings. And as we release those old patterns that were so ancient and old, held from generations upon generations ago, it's much like that old lava. And the good news is the death and the destruction part is played out. And it gets to be your experience, as much or as little as you like, to have it, to plant new seeds in this new, rich, fertile soil. And if you have it available, what seeds would you like to plant here? If this at all speaks to you, what seeds are you planting in your lives? What is it that brought you here today? Whatever those seeds of change are that you were craving, planting them here in this rich, fertile soil of all that's opened up and all of this repatterning. And as it receives these seeds, the soil now has a job, fulfilling it, giving rise to purpose. And the capacity to hold head up high with dignity, with respect, with honor. And as you hold this head up high, offering your face, offering your center of perhaps connection through your senses, offering your sensuality to the world, much in the way that, like a sunflower, beams towards the sun. If you can imagine the sunflower as having a face, facing the sun to offer its energy on back as it receives, so too does it give. As it gives, so too does it receive. And as we're working with the giving and the receiving in connection through the face, releasing through the face, layers of sadness, grief, sadness, grief, sadness, grief that's layered and stacked. And again, it's going back to a very ancient old time, 18 generations back. All the faces that are seeing through your face in this moment get to relinquish any layers of sadness and grief here. As the body mind takes in this way of receiving nourishment, giving nourishment, and allowing that to flow. How much can I face? How much can I take in? How much do I want? I get to decide now. This is my choice now. And as I get drunk and receive to whatever amount that feels right for you. Linking it into house number four, the house where persona and soma combine, where body and psyche meets to give rise to the essence of you and how it is you're going to be reacting, perceiving with all that's seemingly external in our worlds. And things might get to look a little different now. And with that, I actually see those seeds that you planted already starting to sprout, bringing in new life. And we're going to link them to earth and to wood elements to support ongoing nourishments as they grow, as they spring forth, as they move. In perhaps ways that may not have been available before. When we're nourished, when we're protected, when we're not having to worry about who's leading, who's protecting, we get to focus on what's interesting to grow in a way that feels good and sensual as we face this growth from this place of creating change from a nourished place that invites in peace. One more cell repair, this time it's this lifetime, on an emotional frequency of, again, you guessed it, worry, through to that sixth sense region, including the brow chakra, including these centers of insight, of intuition, to blossom, to open. And as we release that worry, even more begins to blossom and open here. And I actually see it as capable of intuiting, connecting your insight, just like we do our physical eyes, to that which is pleasant. What if your intuition got to call in, just like your human eyes do, on that level of the eternal, that which is pleasant? What if that's only ever been its job, to call in that which is pleasant? And as it operates without hypervigilance, without the need to have to like go and look and see, without the need to have to figure anything out, the body-mind gets to rest just a little bit easier in this center. And I see it shining its light up to the crown chakra. And the crown able to now transcend things that weren't possible before without this light, this connection being here in this way, without this fulfillment happening through the brow chakra region. And as these lights of the crown and the brow chakra line up, much in the same way that the pineal and the pituitary work together to create clarity and sight, so too do these two chakras get to form one heck of a powerhouse of how it is we navigate our energetic worlds. From this place of nourished illumination, what is it you're ready to just easily let go of and transcend without having to fight or push? But simply through the means of ease, of wisdom, of what's here. And as we connect these two chakras, I actually see the brow chakra as the center of nourishment, the crown chakra becoming a center of protection through its natural role of transcendence. What if letting go was actually a form of protection? What if it got to be seen as protection when it has the nourishment on board through this brow chakra? Almost as if we're stacking the diaphragms on top of each other, or the vertebrae of the spine on top of one another, these two chakras in this new alignment allow for postural ease, not just through the chakras, but also through the spine. And the meridians of the governing and the conception vessel meridians, the masculine and the feminine, that are meant to dance and flow within each other to create the microcosmic orbits. And in the Taoist perspective, they would say that that alignment affords, to a certain extent, I'm taking some liberties, this connection for the Taoist arch to align the heart with the energy of the sun. And as it does so, releasing, this is a heart-opening posture, which is one definitely of release, of vulnerability, of surrender, of allowing. And as you align with perhaps that which is eternal, perhaps of that which is the natural world, the natural order of things, gets to work its magic in a way that trumps the Fibonacci spiral and the golden ratio of five, perhaps. It's a bold statement. And as that expansion through the heart aligns the body-mind, as that expansion through the microcosmic orbits aligns the body-mind, as that expansion through the crown and the brow chakra aligns the body-mind, what do you wish to open up into? What do you wish to receive? Calling it in. Asking for it. With your words. With your voice. If you're in a place to do it out loud, fabulous. If not, internally. And now I gently see that all that energy in the fourth house and how we've reconfigured this alignment of the body and the mind flows into that of the fifth house. The house of pleasure, of play, of inner child, of creativity. The house of ease. The house of you've worked hard enough. You get to receive this gift. And as it works through the fifth house, I actually see it calling in very specifically as well, the consciousness of innocence. What if we can reclaim the innocence of pleasure, of play that a small child has? That perhaps you had in one way or another as a small child, even if it was just a little bit different or smaller than what you might view as optimal. Noticing what is there. What was there? And as you find that seed that was planted in however ways that it was, taking a moment to breathe into it and offering it the gift of new life. As you nourish and protect it alike with your inhale, your exhale. Perhaps the inhale nourishes and the exhale protects by releasing all that no longer serves. This energy of innocence in the fifth house becomes nurtured, protected in a way that gives rise to effortless expansion. I am held here. I am embraced here. And a third permission of I am loved here. I am held here. I am embraced here. And I am loved right here. Through this magical mystery ride of life. And as you claim this, perhaps inspiration, in spirit, inspired, inhaling, the magic, mystery ride of life. Every single breath becomes a gift, becomes a blessing that you get to offer yourself and your cast of inner kiddos. Simply by breathing and being present, can we radically change their lives? And as you perhaps offer that one more time to that 3-month-old or any other ages that might seem to be here in this space, doing an emotional release of fear around the connection, around the nourishment of that connection to your little ones that you might have on a subconscious level. Almost simultaneously, just a half step behind it, releasing worry, the kind of worry that like a mom might have with their children, but this is playing out differently between you and your little ones. And again, as we release that worry, what if all you have to do is breathe and be present to your little ones, listening? And what if all you need to do is just simply be that wise presence for these little ones to release just as you have, just as you have. Linking that one more time to house 4. To slightly reconfigure through love, through nourishment, without worry. This alignment that you have between all things body and all things mind. What if the puzzle pieces get to shift ever so slightly? In a way that calls in even more love, even more nourishment. Even more comforts. So much so that you don't even need to rely on the comfort that you may have before. Sugar, alcohol, processed food, the list again is long. Social media, etc. What if it gets to be actual nourishment, actual comforts? And what if we can deeply take that into all facets of our neurotransmitters and our nervous system? Through dopamine, through GABA, through serotonin, through oxytocin, through all the chemicals. And just like those puzzle pieces slightly shifted between body and mind, so too do they get to realign through the neurotransmitters. Through the neurobiology that is the backdrop to our lives. Or perhaps, that's not maybe quite the right metaphor, but perhaps the seeds that got planted, got registered at this level of the neurotransmitters that give rise to all sorts of interesting expressions. And what if that gets to be repatterned as well? And we're linking that one more time into the brow chakra. And I just see this whole chakra transform into the energy of grandmotherly love and maternal love alike. And as you receive the wisdom, the love, the deep, rich care of grandma, and of mom in their healthiest, truest forms, which even if you didn't have that connection in real life, you may call in elements that remind you of that. You may have other people that have played those roles, and you may be able to just simply offer yourself that energy from the inside out now. Just by remembering, recalling snippets of deep, rich care. Do we get to tap into this richness of tapestry, of care, of love that all the grandmothers and all the mothers have woven together, that you yourself have created, I imagine, to your loved ones? Even if you haven't had kids, you've connected to mom and grandmother energies within you. And as we weave this new tapestry of love, of comfort, of care in this way, perhaps there's the opportunity to repattern, to reweave the story of our lives. And as the weaving of this tapestry threads in brilliance and grace and vibrancy, vitality, if there's any other threads of nourishment that you want to weave in here, feel free to offer that. And I just see this tapestry still being woven, much like in a way that a grandmother's hands might knit steadfastly, in a way that's practiced and skilled, so much so that it becomes effortless. And then I just see that tapestry get gently placed on soul, on hearts. Perhaps also weaving in here the connection to all of that care through the generations, all of their prayers, all of their love, all of their good intentions to be noticed and seen as the kindness that it was and still is. As the heart receives this kindness, I see it able to balance all three chakras below, the yang, with all three chakras above, the yin. Linking together that which protects us in our vulnerable humanness. Who would have thought that was protection? In those three lower chakras, with the elegance, the wisdom of the feminine, of her voice, of her intuition, of her knowingness, of her felt sense above. Thinking in throat chakra, brow chakra, crown chakras for the centers of nourishment that they are. And as the heart supports that balance, as above, so below, bringing in that conscious awareness, as above, nourishment, so below, protection. Doing a general Wei Qi expansion, that protective layer that also communicates and synthesizes in a way, offering nourishment in its own form through the external body mind, as well as linking into the cerebrospinal fluid, which offers both protection and nourishment in its own way, that bathes the spine, the brain, and connecting the Wei Qi to the cerebrospinal fluid. All right, now the CSF, the cerebrospinal fluid, often stores the patterns, in my experience. It stores the patterns that were present in the amniotic fluid. And that continues in a way to circulate through the CSF. And if we can imagine that those patterns of that womb space are in a way preparation, in a way holding us in a nourished and protected place. And as that continues to play out in the cerebrospinal fluid, inviting our Wei Qi to tap into that wisdom, that ancient wisdom that we were bathed in, that we were bathed in from being one cell big. And as it connects us to this sustenance, this nourishment, as the Wei Qi receives the wisdom of this cerebral spinal fluid, they too become partners. The Wei Qi taking care of the external, the CSF attending to that which is internal, so that you are richly, kindly, comforted, loved, supported inside and out. Inside and out. Making me cry, the beauty of it all. Happy tears. Invitation to breathe as we tap this part in. And I just noticed the time. I apologize. We went over time by a fair amount there. And as we bring this all in for a nice, soft landing, invitation to breathe with all that nourishes you, with all that protects you. From the inside out.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in this medicine. And thank you for receiving yourselves richly, deeply. And the biggest of thank yous to our ancestors. And the biggest of thank yous again to those who have nourished these lands that have taken care of us all. Thank you. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. That just came on through today, guys. Sorry about going over time. I don't usually do that. Usually the song, it takes us maybe a few minutes over. But apparently that was a story that needed to come through. So I'm glad I rode the ride all the way through. Next week, a reminder, the May schedule is wonky. So next week, we meet on Monday at 10 a.m. And you'll get emails and reminders about that all. And you're so very welcome to all of the thank yous in the chat feature. Mwah, 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 with all the tenderness and love from my heart and my possum animals to you. I'm going to sign off for now and wish you a lovely, 5 days until we see each other again. Bye for now.